Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Peace River MLA Dan Williams. Always good to catch up with him, and we certainly appreciate you taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to join you, Kyle, anytime.
All right, the big thing I want to talk about today is we know the provincial budget came out a couple weeks ago, and you know there were some things in there that had a particular interest to our region. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the big things that we could expect here coming out of the budget?
Well, there's a lot of investment in the north in the budget. If we just look at transportation alone, the north region is looking at an over $1.3 billion investment. That includes economic corridors, highway upgrades, resurfacing, bridge replacements, interchanges. And the truth is, if you live in the north, you use all of that infrastructure. We live and die by the roads. We need them to be highly functioning for our hockey tournaments and visiting family and neighbors and friends. But importantly, as an economic driver, we need to put the money forward to invest into our roads and transportation infrastructure. And so with our surplus, we've massively paid down debt. We paid down an entire year's worth of NDP debt accrued in the four-year term. We've also put a bunch of money into the Alberta Heritage Savings Trust Fund, which is really important for us to start planning for the future and not just be taking every time we have a surplus and spending on excess. We need to make sure we save first, just like any household would. Alberta has had a huge advantage with the resources we've had. We need to be making sure that pays for future generation success too. Once those two things are done, paying down debt and putting away for savings in the Heritage Trust Fund, we now move to making sure that the infrastructure, the roads, the schools, et cetera, are there. So huge investment in transportation. But also, I mean, if we look at $200 million to expand post-secondary healthcare programs so that we can train thousands more doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals where we have a chronic difficulty recruiting and retaining our trained professionals into the north. So putting a huge amount of money into making sure that we're planning for success there. And it's going to be a generational problem to solve. We need to recruit these young gals and guys into the programs. We need to make sure that they're interested in working in the north and in our communities. So the best thing to do is recruit them from our communities. And these funds are going to go towards supporting that. And then, of course, lots of other work being done, education, of course, lots of money making sure that we continue to have the best education system in the country with the best outcomes in the country. So we see billions of dollars going into infrastructure. We see some of that already underway this fall, I think. No, sorry, this spring, we're going to have an opening of a few more schools. Obviously, work going on at Catherine Van Peace River. The Manning School is being redesigned, and construction on that will begin soon. The Blue Hills School is open and functioning. Fort Vermilion, again, new school coming there. So we have top priorities and high level as well, with schools hopefully coming soon. And I'm continuing to push on those in our education minister. So lots and lots of good news stories for us in the budget, because we are the most productive part of the province. The North and Northwest in particular, and Peace Country in particular, from Grand Prairie all the way up to High Level, is the economic driving force of our province more than anywhere else. So we need to make sure we're investing in the North, which is exactly what Minister Taze, the Minister of Finance, has done with this budget.
You mentioned the point earlier about transportation. Certainly one of the big ones around here is the planning for the LaCrete Bridge. Talking the other day with Transportation Minister Devin Trishan, definitely seems like the province is really committed to seeing things kind of move along on that front. How big of a boost will that be to the region getting a bridge put up there?
Well, it'll be a huge boost. But first of all, we need to make sure we're partnering with Métis community, particularly Paddle Prairie, moving forward, because it will be in some way or another related to Paddle Prairie with that bridge. I want to see them as a community be successful if we move forward with this. And so that's top of mind. They're an important part of my constituency, an important part of Alberta and our heritage and our history. I want to see them partner, sharing in our economic success. This bridge would be a huge boost to the entire region, and those closest to it will benefit the most. It's an over, likely at this point, over $200 million project, mega project, bridge with likely the largest span, depends on exactly where it goes, in our province, or top one or two. So it's a very big project, and will help economically as well. agriculture will open up new corridors and access. Of course, it's also going to play a big deal in forestry and exploration as well, and energy. Never mind the sheer convenience that it will have to not have to have a multiple hour commute around for those residents in the area. So that is something that we're very committed to moving forward with our Métis settlement partner, and something that I think will be a huge benefit to the entire region, no matter who you are. And if we look at the Peace River Bridge, over $170 million just in the first half of the project, before we looked at the revitalization of the old bridge, that was a huge win for us in the region, and I'm glad we continued to do that when we took government and support. Lots of money coming into the local economy. Those are the kind of things where we need to make sure we're investing for the future, and the infrastructure like that matters.
Certainly one of the big topics around the province lately has been around access to health care, and I know Health Minister Jason Kopic has made a number of announcements recently on that front, and particularly trying to get to more of a kind of doctors, nurses, those kinds of things in a lot of our rural communities. And we know we have seen some challenges in some of our communities in our region. How will those kind of be addressed as part of this?
Well, like I said, one of the biggest things we're doing is particularly focusing on an agreement with the Alberta Medical Association to try and target recruitment and retention programs. It's $250 million over the 4 years of the budget. And trying to get access to family physicians is a key priority. So we're seeing even more money going into the remote rural northern program. That's a $12 million addition to an already substantial program that focuses on recruitment and retention in our communities. The government's doubling down on saying we need to make sure we have in-person, sustainable, and accessible health care for our rural communities. I mean, communities that I represent are, like I said before, the driving economic force of our province. They play a deep part of our heritage and our history. We know we can't have everything in the north, but we do expect the same kind of services that you get for basic access to healthcare, family physicians, for example. So that is something we're doubling down on when it comes to the rural remote program, and then obviously the agreement with the Alberta Medical Association, two big projects that we're focusing on.
Now, with the number of investments that the province has made kind of in our region when it comes to the provincial budget, how will this have an impact on sort of the availability of jobs and kind of job growth, job creation, those kinds of things up here?
Well, the good news is that this budget isn't the driving force of job creation. We've seen a huge increase in year-over-year job creation province-wide. We've now gotten back to pre-pandemic levels, and even recuperated all the jobs total as a province that we lost during the four-year NDP term. So we're seeing private sector jobs continuing to grow, sustainable, good-paying, quality jobs. And happily, it's across the province. It's not just focused on the economic centers in Calgary or government jobs in Edmonton. We're seeing private sector industry jobs in communities like Peace River and High Level, Manning, Lacrete. So this is true across the province, and that is really the driving force. Alberta is in one of the best positions. We have one of the best balance sheets in the country. Actually, I think we have the best balance sheet in the country, paying down debt, lower cost of living. In an inflation crisis, a cost of living crisis, it's good to see Alberta continuing to keep its pride of place first amongst all provinces for the amount that you can earn paired with the cost of living day to day. So that being said, we're looking at the driving factor of private industry, especially in our resources. Agriculture is going to have another boomer year in all likelihood. We have huge optimism in the forestry industry after two great years, and oil and gas is looking at exploration like they haven't seen in a long time. So especially with the price of oil where it's at, the differential is not helpful, but still seeing very, very good price for Western Canadian Select, which is good for us as a province in terms of revenue, but it's even better for us as a province because it means a growing energy industry that puts roof overhead and food on the plates for thousands upon thousands of Peace River constituents.
And finally, whenever we have politicians join us here, we always like to throw in a little personal question on occasion, kind of show that these politicians are people too. Now, even though there's still quite a bit of snow on the ground and temperatures a little on the cold side still, we are kind of getting close to maybe some springtime happening here in Alberta, and that usually gets people excited about different things. What about you? What kind of sort of activities are you looking to get up to in the springtime here?
Well, spring is coming. I'm excited for that. And before we get on to the fun part, as you mentioned, it reminds me, I've heard a lot of feedback from a lot of farmers in Peace Country who are asking about the crop premium insurance. There's a rumor going around that the NDP ag critic has started saying that crop premiums are going up 60%. I just want to make it clear that that's absolutely not the case. That's not true. The truth is that they looked at the budget and misunderstood two budget estimate lines between two different years to think that those are actual numbers. So anyone who follows how to read budgets knows that conflating those two can be a big difference. So the truth is we have an average of 22% increase. That's an average. But as far as you're concerned as a farmer, you likely won't even see that. Head into the AFSC office, do your estimates, talk with the staff there. Depends on what you're growing. You could see, depends on what it is, maybe an 8% increase in that particular crop. The way that our program works for crop premium insurance rates is it's formulaic. There's not a lot of fudging that can happen. It cannot be politicized. If it's going up, it's largely going to increase proportional to the cost of the actual crop that's being insured that has also gone up in value. So just wanted to make that clear for any farmers out there so that they know it is absolutely not. That is a lie being spun, going up by, it's not going up by 60%. We're seeing an average of 22% this year, largely correlates to the increase in crop values. But you could be even looking at, depends what you're insuring and how much, a lot less than that. Go into the AFSC office as you normally would and plan out with the folks in the office your insurance. If you're not insured, can't recommend enough the program. It's one of the few things as a farmer you can take out of control of prayer and hopes and weather and all these outside factors. So being insured is a great thing for our farmers to make sure that they have that kind of comfort knowing that anything can happen to them. Now, if you don't mind, I'll go back to that question. What am I going to do? Well, I just spent this last weekend with a little bit of time at the Alberta Pond Hockey where it didn't feel like spring yet. But hopefully it's coming soon. I'm looking forward to a good year of campaigning. We have an election coming up, so I'll be hitting the road as soon as we're out of the legislature at the end of March, visiting my communities, going to every single trade show I can get to, every single community event, and spending time with folks. And then when summer comes around and spring comes around, I'm looking forward to maybe getting out and doing a bit of hiking. I'm a big fan of hiking. I love our nature, the Peace River Valley itself, or if I happen to be in the mountains, there's nowhere else like Alberta for access to the nature. So I hope everyone else gets a chance to get out there as the weather warms up too.
Sounds like you got a lot of things on your to-do list there. Peace River MLA Dan Williams, thanks for joining us here today.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Talk to you guys soon.